The episode you're about to hear is actually our third installment of our Q&A. Now,
wait, is it the fourth?
It's the third.
Okay, I was just double checking.
However, we got confused and started referring to it as Q&A 4. But don't worry, because Shaylee thought of a solution.
We took care of it.
We don't have to re-record anything.
We took care of it.
So I think you guys will really enjoy this Q&A
3.
3, not Q&A 4.
You won't even hear the word 4.
You won't even hear the word 4. So enjoy our third Q&A.
Number 3.
Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing our way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
And I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, performer, and mom of three.
Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We are coming to you from the country.
The country.
Still, you've been in the country with us for the last few episodes.
We have some Gouda, some crackers, and some chocolate.
And the cheese, can I say, is very Gouda.
It is. It literally is.
It is very much that flavor.
I didn't even know I liked Gouda, but I do know.
Apparently it's pretty Gouda. So we are here for our installment of Q&A. Now, these are all stemming from that very first time we asked for Q&A questions, which is now 14 weeks ago. So we can't be liable if some of these questions are no longer relevant.
Right. Hopefully none of them were like, how do you perform CPR? Well, first you're going to want to check for a pulse.
He's gone! It's been 14 weeks.
They're waiting. They're like, oh, good. Dad?
Oh, it got dark.
Sorry.
Guys, it got dark. Just to level with you,
audience, the dog?
To give you context, it is now past midnight.
It is officially the next day.
Good Shaylee morning. Is staying over in the country, and we are recording as many as possible. So if this gets derailed more than our normal rested,
we are at fault.
Non-midnight selves,
right?
We're
not on painkillers, but we're a little sleep deprived. But we're mothers, so we can handle it.
So this is Q&A number 4, and we're going to dive into that. But before we do, we have to, of course, thank our amazing sponsor. This episode is brought to you by
Self-Checkouts.
Now, it's not what you think it is, which is checking out yourself in the mirror with positive affirmations.
Also good,
but not the sponsor. And they wanted us to be very clear on that.
Very clear. For these, copyright reasons.
Yes.
Not, this is not checking out yourself in a mirror. Or a store window as you're walking by and you
any reflective surface.
You think that you're suave, but everyone inside can see exactly what you're doing.
Yes, those two-way mirrors get you every time. No, this in fact is what you know maybe as you're checking out from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You have the decision to be checked out by a human or a robot.
Or a robot.
Shaylee, which one do you pick?
It depends how long the lines are. But
what's your first choice?
Do not discriminate against the humans and the robots.
Good for you.
I will go to that shortest line, no problem. Unless I have a full cart, and then I'm gonna let the lady do it.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, because you know what I've realized?
What?
I don't work there,
right?
And I've not been trained,
nor am I paid as a checker.
Been when you start providing me with a paycheck, I will check myself out.
Give me this yogurt for free and I'll check out my groceries. Usually I pay myself in yogurt that I accidentally forget under the cart.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
This has been...
That's never happened.
Shaylee confesses to shopping.
One time my mom and I accidentally stole a pair of sunglasses in the bottom of the cart and we went straight back in.
I do the same
thing. And then the lady acts annoyed. Like, I'm confused. What happened? And you're like, I'm bringing these back. To pay for them.
Well,
we accidentally stole them.
I haven't been trained on how to check back and stolen merchandise.
Right. She
looked
like we were putting her out to pay for the sunglasses. And I was like, well, next time we'll just steal them.
No, you know what? Next time you'll go back to the self-check-in.
Yeah. Well, I'll get tackled because it'll beep the machine on the way in.
Yep.
Self-checkout. Tag. Is that a tag?
Self-checkout. I'm sure this will be faster. No, something's beeping. Nope. An employee has to come over. Oh, that employee's helping the other self-checkout. Oh, this was a huge mistake.
Self-checkouts. You have to be 18 to buy spray paint?
You do learn a lot of little fun surprises during the self-checkout.
You do. I am over 18, though. Spoiler.
Yeah, robot.
Mm-hmm.
Robots can't tell if you look over 45 or not.
No.
No. Yeah.
Self-checkout.
Robots are taking over the world.
No, I don't want to skip the bagging. I put the thing in there too late. I'm sorry.
Thanks, self-checkout.
Thanks.
Okay, so we've got some questions. This one is from E. Moore Store.
E. Moore Store. That's a cute name.
I believe E. Moore is her name, and she has a store. I struggle with finding a good balance of personal life versus business posts on social media. I'm a new mama, so everything's overrun with babies these days.
I understand.
But how do you decide how much is too much of either?
Well,
you don't post anything about your business on your Instagram, do you?
Sometimes I'll post about a shoot.
Yeah.
Like if we were on a shoot, but very, I would say like 5%.
Yeah.
I would say.
But you have a separate one for your
right.
Business.
I do have a business Instagram account that my husband and I both use. And then he has a personal account too that he posts mainly business stuff to. He doesn't really.
He was like, flip of you.
I post Opal on Facebook, but like not on his business page. Or his personal page.
Yeah.
But anyway, but he kind of has like a, his name is more of like a brand in itself for other stuff that he works on. So maybe that's more of his, I'm like, babies. And honestly, I was just thinking today, every time I post a picture of Opal, I lose like 5 followers. And I don't care.
That doesn't hurt.
I know.
That doesn't hurt at all.
I literally am like, upload, 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 bing. Oh, but that's a follower. Hmm, that's fun. Refresh. Oh, there's 2 more. not that I'm paying attention. Not that I'm paying attention.
It's hard to not notice.
But I just like posting pictures of Opal more than I like having those 5 followers, I guess. So as far as finding happy median, doesn't sound like I found it. I would say people, from what I found, and I think Katie, this is the same with you, like I think the connection on Instagram, most people aren't like, your business fascinates me, like show me more. Most of the time, unless you have a very visual business and it's in photography or graphic design and you can creatively like highlight your things. I think if you have an art type business, then you can highlight it in an effective way. But if you have a business where it comes off a little more salesy, I would be real careful if it's like, you know, this month only. Sign up for a coupon for the blah, blah, blah. Like if it's that type of business posting, not saying that she's posting anything like that because I'm sure, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think if it's that, I would shy away because I feel like people like to feel connected with you more and then that makes them interested in your business.
Yeah, it's true.
But if your business is beautiful, then I like following a lot of people who are in the visual world for business and like to see their art and their creations and et cetera.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers it, but yeah, I would just say be personal.
I have a couple things. Also, I looked up your store and you do great work. She does digital prints, I believe.
Oh, so she does have a beautiful store.
Graphic design prints and digital printables.
Ooh.
So, okay, so I've got some thoughts on this.
Katie's got thoughts.
Because I kind of hyper overanalyze things like this.
Katie, like, probably has an algorithm.
Probably.
I'm like, I don't know.
And it's called log off.
Post and stuff.
Log off for 3 months.
Katie's like, I calculated the algorithm and then got completely off.
Okay, so I'm a photographer, so I have a really easy life hack, which is called, as long as the photo I'm posting is beautiful, it doesn't actually matter what the content is. So if it's of my kids, then it's a life hack because it's, I'm promoting my business and sharing personal stuff simultaneously.
You're a photographer. A
photographer who's just showing their kids. So I get to do kill two birds with one stone. But you have a couple of choices. You could have a completely separate business account and a completely separate personal account. That's totally something you could do. People do that all the time. You could decide I'm posting the highest quality. I want a beautiful thumbnail feed. Only high quality will be posted to my Instagram, and then all silliness go on stories, or all bad lighting goes on stories, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's where I get really personal, and maybe people will hop over and, you know, whatever. You could decide that approach. Then I also want to just remind people that you can caption anything with any photo whatsoever. So if you want to post something about your flash sale, and you also want to post how cute your baby is, that doesn't necessarily have to be two posts.
Yeah, you're good at that. I'm very literal. And you're like, what if we just post a pretty picture with information in it? And I'm like,
she's like, I found a graphic of a t-shirt so we could talk about t-shirts.
I literally was like, if we post what we should put on a t-shirt, I found this picture of a t-shirt. I'm just going to write something on it. And she's like, what if we didn't do that? And I was like, that's a better idea.
But what I'm saying is, you know, you can say something like, if your baby's name is Opal, you can say, Opal wants to make sure you know we're having a flash sale. Here's her cue with her cake or whatever. It doesn't matter.
I do have a baby named Opal. That's so helpful.
Yeah. Like, you know, for example.
No, that's really good advice, though.
Yeah, and that kind of melds, and it frees you from the so literal, such a literal thing.
And I will say, too, though, on one of your tips, our friend Kelsey that has Paper and Oats that was on the podcast, she's done a really good job of really building her business. Mm-hmm. Is a beautifully curated business, thousands of followers page. Mm-hmm. And her personal one is private with like 100 or 200 people. And she only lets people who she knows and is friends with in real life. She's done the two well. And occasionally
her daughter will make it on her business page, but it's selective. It's like
She still features Poppy, but it's not like her every picture.
Right. And then you can feel free to overshare because it's all your grandma's and they're all like waiting.
Yeah. You're like, waiting. Everyone on here wants to see all of these pictures.
Yes, definitely.
Probably not grandma's, but maybe.
Opal's grandma? Your mom?
Oh, mom's. I was thinking my grandma. Sorry, I got literal. I was like, my grandma's in her 80s. She doesn't have Instagram. Okay. Proceed.
Yeah, so that's a good way of kind of doing a hybrid, I guess. It's just being free from that. And then also, if you're doing digital prints, posts that perform really well statistically are like beautiful interiors and in your personal posts, your family and kids and whatnot. Also selfies. I don't know why, but they post. They perform really,
people
really well.
People want to see your selfie.
They do want to see the person posting. And so I think that always feels odd if you're not like a selfie person, but it makes sense that people kind of want a like visual reminder of who they're following. It feels more personal.
Selfies do feel weird, but you're right.
They feel weird to post yourself. They don't feel weird to like someone else's. You usually do it without knowing it. And usually it's some selfie and then they're talking about something completely unrelated, or it's like a Martin Luther King quote. And you're like, I like that. And then you're like, what happened?
I like your face.
And I like your face. Yeah, I like what's coming out of that face. That's a great quote. But anyway, so if you have digital prints, what I would do is maybe resist the urge to screenshot them, even though that might be the easiest. But maybe show them in action, show them in like a beautiful space, even show like, I don't know, the process behind it. She did say digital prints.
Like so. A flat lay?
A flat lay is gorgeous. Or like my kid's napping over here. Here's me packaging everything over here. Look at me go. I'm going for it. And I'm going to inspire someone else to get going too. So I don't know. There's a lot of hybrid mixing and matching that can be a double personal business post. And also, you make the rules. You're a new mama. You're excited about your baby. If you want to share your baby, go for it. The followers who are leaving.
Your baby could be printing a digital print.
Your followers who are leaving, who cares? Honestly, who cares about those guys? You don't want, like...
I do a little bit, but
It always feels like a rejection, but it's like, why would you want someone who doesn't want to see your kid to hang around your page?
Right.
Like, okay, go ahead.
And I didn't have a kid a year ago. Well, a little over a year ago, but I didn't always want to just see like random babies. You know, I get it.
Truth.
I get it.
Truth's out. Okay, so there you go. Okay, this next one's really, really deep. And then the following one's really not. Which one do you want?
Oh, gosh. Let's do the deep so I can like dig myself back out.
Okay.
Maybe.
This comes from, and I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, so TMBAR. And I'm going to say it's probably Horst, looks like. Maybe it's TM Bar Horst.
Let me see it.
It looks like probably someone's initials and a last name.
Taylor. No. I thought I knew the person. I thought I know a Taylor Horst. I was like, Taylor Horst. Maybe it is. I can't tell. The picture is so tiny.
I'm sorry. It's a screenshot.
If it's Taylor Horst, hello.
It's not. It's Timber Horst.
Okay. Not even close.
Okay. I would love additional perspectives on how you ride the line between loving and accepting yourself, having worth, and also knowing that you are imperfect and desire to improve and grow.
Oh my gosh.
It's so tricky.
I thought I knew all these questions. I'm only laughing because
I had a feeling Shaylee was going to be like, I need to think about this.
Decompress. Okay, read it again.
So it's that line.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I think it's the line of, you know, you are right. Beautiful. You're
I'm
worth.
Perfect.
You're
I can
great.
Do anything. I'm yeah, amazing. And then,
but
I'm
also,
strong.
Actually, you have a lot of work to do.
Right.
You're not actually perfect.
Right, right. Not like being like, I'm a terrible mom. Yeah. I'm a terrible person. And then not also being like, this is who I am.
Right. Yeah.
I'm pretty amazing. I don't know if you know this, but I birthed a child.
I feel like I have, I think I'm pretty
you go.
Good at this.
I'll be your hype girl.
I think I'm pretty good at this, but there's room for improvement.
Touche. Touche.
No, I feel like in general, I'm a pretty decent person to be around, but I have a list of 10.
Confirmed.
Thanks. I have a list of, I'm saying 10, but I have no reason for that number. But there's always these go-to things where I'm like, ooh, that's always going to be something I have to work on. Always, 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 always. So I think it's you're on the right track because you first of all, you articulated it really well. That you do have worth.
It's kind of like that the first step is knowing that there's a problem where it's the fact that she's even asking the question means
you have no problem.
Right, you're probably on it.
But really, you do have worth. You have worth if you do nothing and change nothing about yourself. You inherently do have worth. But it's such a great freedom to know that you are imperfect and that you're not destined to remain a victim of your circumstance or your genetics or whatever. I'm not a naturally clean person. I could just shrug and say, I am who I am, and I've got other good things going on.
This is who I am.
And this is fine. And everyone can just deal with it. And I have the right to be a slob and make my house a miserable place to be because you know what?
It's my
I'm
right.
I'm creative and I take good pictures.
It's my right. My house is full of pictures. All
so you're absolutely right. And I feel like I can tell just from the way you phrased it that you don't have that attitude. You have a great, perspective.
And I think, too, being okay with the perfection thing, like you were saying, even if you were like, I'm going to be perfect, you still would not be. It's unattainable.
Right.
So that's where it's like, once you can realize that, you can relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, yeah, just not beating yourself up. I can't believe I said that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible human.
So then I'm just going to go into looks just for fun. Because it's kind of a fun...
Is it?
A fun line, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's one of those really hard ones where people can get obsessed with themselves or hate themselves, loathe themselves. And I'm probably
You don't want to quit trying, but you don't want to become obsessed with yourself too.
Well, yeah. I feel like I gravitate toward the latter. I kind of avoid reflective surfaces because I don't really like myself. Just kidding. I like my personality. I don't enjoy looking at my face.
You're terrible.
So anyway, I saw this.
I know what you mean, though, where people are can't get enough of themselves. Yeah. They look in every mirror and you're like, what's that
like? Someone's I really am trying to post less selfies. And I'm like, you could not pay me enough to post all a selfie unless I have a kid with me or I'm hiding half my face in a blanket. So anyway, but I really like my personality. So I've got that going for me.
Good. I do too.
Thanks.
I like your face and your personality.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Shaylee.
You're welcome.
But I'm going to take a note from my own mother, who I observed one time. She had just lost a bunch of weight and was looking real good and had gotten a fresh haircut. Uh-huh. And anyway, she really was looking real cute. And one time when we were getting ready to go out to dinner, we were on vacation, I saw her and she went to the mirror to kind of check herself, which I'm really weird about mirrors. I feel I look, you can weigh in. I feel like if I'm in a bathroom and I'm looking at myself in a mirror, then I'm thinking, someone's going to see me looking at myself.
Right. When mirror. Someone comes out to wash their hands and I'm done washing my hands,
down.
Can't check my hair anymore.
Yes. I don't
have a
booger
in my nose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's because I don't want them to think that I think that I'm cute.
Yes.
And it's what would be wrong with
I know.
In a bathroom.
And other people do it all the time.
And
I'm
you don't
that's
know that
normal.
Chick. Or if I'm putting lipstick on and someone catches me, I just feel so gaudy.
I
yeah.
Know.
I'm just like, ooh, what's this? Not my lipstick.
Well, anyway,
testing it out.
So I'm odd about mirrors, but I also have had roommates in college who would get ready forever.
I've ever. Had somebody have a whole conversation with me while looking at themselves in the mirror, not addressing
man,
it.
Man, man.
And I just was sitting there thinking, like, this is so uncomfortable.
So those are two relationships you could have in the mirror, avoiding them as if you're a monster lost and in
then,
the woods.
And then legitimately making out with yourself in the mirror.
And then legitimately, yeah, like, yeah, what is it, Oedipus or whatever it is. Not that one.
I don't know.
Yeah. So then my mom, back to my mom, we were getting ready. We were about to go out. And she kind of like walked in front of a mirror, took a step back, realized she'd passed a mirror. So kind of like, oh, looked at herself, shrugged her shoulders and went, not bad, and kept walking. And it was like, it took about 10 seconds. And I thought it was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Hilarious.
And I was like, that's what it is. That's the ticket.
That's the happy medium.
It's the, oh. Not bad.
It's not bad.
I'm not obsessed with me.
Right.
But not, it's not bad.
Not Angelina Jolie.
Let's not get crazy.
But who is? I'm decent.
So with whatever the thing is that you're doubting or slash obsessing,
yeah,
praising, maybe practice the shrug not bad.
Yeah. Shrug not bad. And I also think there's that like false humility.
Yeah.
That you have to be careful with. And sometimes it's not even like a false thing. Like, I guess you can call it fishing for compliments too. And sometimes I can't take a compliment, but it's not because I want more compliments. It's just I'm so uncomfortable with the compliment. But they're like, oh my gosh, you look really cute. I'm like, this old thing, it's dirty rags. Like, I didn't even get out of bed today or brush my hair. And I'm like, they didn't ask.
It's like now you're insulting them somehow.
Right.
Like, I hate this. This is not a...
Yeah, and then it's worse because it's like, well, they complimented your appearance. And now you're saying, like, I trashed myself. Where, like, this, like...
You should see me when I try.
Exactly. And it's so weird. Like, why can't I just say, like, thank you? So, actually, I have been getting better at that. But
try it. Oh, my gosh. Accepting compliments. I watch people who are good at accepting compliments, and I think, well, that wasn't hard.
Right.
They literally made eye contact and said, thank you, really. Thank you very much. And I'm like, oh.
Right.
Whoa.
And I find myself, like, with a bargain shopping, I think sometimes that's why I shout, like, I got it for $1. If they're like, that's really cute. I'm like, it was free. Instead of just saying thank you. So that's another, I don't know where I was going with the false humility. But it can be fishing for compliments, I think, sometimes. So you have to watch that, too.
That is hilarious. We should do a topic on humility. I've read a bunch of books on that. I like that topic.
I've listened to no books on that.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's but I stuff. Can before we do it.
No, that's okay. Humility. I'll just leave that one.
I have so much humility that I'll be able to do it without reading any books.
Sounds like you're going to be great.
I'll be great.
Great question. Wow.
That was really a good question.
Okay, so ready? Let's go to shallow one.
Yeah.
Sorry,
person that asked the shallow question. We don't mean that you're shallow.
Carlsbad with all the A's. We love her.
Oh, cute glasses. Your sister's getting married soon.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, she posted that she'd buy a t-shirt for her.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you now.
So you better buy that t-shirt, Carlsbad.
Yeah, we better make those t-shirts.
We're banking on it.
We'll
see. We'll see.
She was like, what was this post even about? It didn't have a graphic of a t-shirt on it.
Okay. Stop. She figured it out. She's a smart girl.
She's smart. She read the words. Okay. She says, I'm finally getting my own house, and I want to know how to classily mesh different styles. I love mid-century and industrial styles, but I don't want to have some crazy mismatched house. Help. Did she say she loves mid-century and industrial?
I'm sorry. Did she say I love Katie Day's home decor?
Girl, come on over.
Girl, we're in. Newsflash. We're in an industrial / mid-century home right now. Shall I describe it?
/ painting what was here.
Shall I describe it? She has.
Nah.
Katie hates it when I describe things.
Go broad.
Industrial, there's tons of industrial elements mixed with mid-century elements in this house. So just playing off of those two topics because that's what you said.
Because they're the best ones.
Because they're the best. mid-century, so anyone who doesn't know that specific style, it's a lot of clean lines, a lot of the tapered legs.
Mad Men.
Yes, think Mad Men style.
Vinyl.
Think vinyl.
Tufted buttons.
Think tufted buttons.
I'm out.
Think, you know, mid-century modern.
Minimal. Clean lines.
Simple. Yeah, it's kind of like a mix between like the if what you think of if you think of like IKEA or West Elm modern.
Yeah.
But also with a mid-century vibe, so you can get some cool vintage pieces. So, but if you go too, if you go 100% mid-century modern, then it potentially could look like, have they changed it since the 50s? Like, I don't know.
Like, this is a movie set.
Right.
For a period movie.
In right. The- and you're going to have on, like, a floral, like, high-waisted dress skirt yeah. all the time. And
I will whatever. Still come to your house. That would be awesome.
Yeah, right. I love that all day, but it is definitely like a dedicated style if you're going to go all out. And a lot of the styles, I think I went through a whole one on some design, but most of the well-designed homes and everything that you see that you like and are drawn to are a mix of styles. So yes. just to reiterate that. So I don't think that it's like, how do I mix the styles? It's you should be mixing styles, but there definitely is a way to do it correctly. A lot of the industrial type things, it's a lot of metal mixed with maybe wood. Mm-hmm. And so you can maybe mix some like cool industrial bar stools.
Yeah.
Or like a end table in your entryway. Or like
she's literally describing my house.
Like a cool farm table that's yeah. like a little bit more industrial with metal chairs or something. Mixed with like a mid-century sectional coffee table. And then there's like those big pendant lights that are metal. I'm literally describing Katie's house. But we did sit and talk through the design before she did it. So I yeah. feel like I'm allowed. But no, she has even like a cool big, like with those big metal pendant lights that actually they have at IKEA right now that are not that expensive.
Right.
Very fixer-upper.
Shaylee talked me into this.
Connecting like, all the dots. Did I?
You didn't
remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I think that the key is to just be brave and then not be afraid to make mistakes. So
I'm gonna start naming my mistakes.
So like don't put like a stupid striped rug in your living room and don't put guitars on the wall. I'm just kidding. Those are fine.
No, you're saying feel free to do that.
Feel like, free to feel do free it. To and mistakes. Then when like, it looks say... ridiculous, take them down. No, but don't be afraid to mix and match and to try stuff out. And that's the thing, even with clients that are paying me, I'll be the first one to be like, let's try it. Worst case scenario, it looks silly. Like, hey, let's drag your bed over here and put the couch on this side. And then if it looks ridiculous, we can always move it back. So the same thing, you can take stuff back. Don't be afraid of taking furniture back. Make sure you get the return policy and then take it home and try it. If there's two chairs, ask if you can take both of them home and see how it looks. A lot of higher end places will let you like borrow the furniture sometimes to take it home and see what you think. Maybe you'll do like a deposit or something. If it's somewhere, the only place I could think that might be hard would be IKEA because you'd like build it and then be like, well, that sucks. Like now I have to take it back. But you still can. You get 30 days, 90 days or whatever. So anyway.
I've returned lots of things to IKEA, just maybe not buildable things because I haven't bought any buildable things.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So is that, is it just had a mix two different styles?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think
she
the
said
other
classily.
Thing,
I think classily. She's, I think she's.
Looks a little traditional maybe in there.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe.
I think the other tip I would say is don't like feel like I've lived in my house 4 years and I would say maybe the last like year to two, I've been kind of like, yeah. And like I look back at pictures when we'd been in there for like 6 to 9 months and I'm like, what were we thinking? And in the moment I was like, this looks so great. We'll just slap this little table here and throw that over there. And now that we've evolved it into where it is now, it looks so much better than it did when we first moved in. But I think that allow yourself like a grace period of yeah. getting your furniture in, taking your time. It's not like HGTV where you need to move everything in and overnight it has to be like some show home. So giving yourself time to find little pieces, move it around. Just since you set your couch there when you moved in doesn't mean you can't move it. Yeah. Give yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Give yourself time for flex.
Very good. It's kind of like love your house as it is, but know that there's room to be moved.
There you go.
Okay. From R.
Kelly.
Cat Hat.
Or Cat Hat.
Or maybe our Cathat. Hi from Victoria, from British Columbia.
Ooh.
I want to hear you guys talk about kids sharing rooms. When did you start? How did you do it? Triumphs and fails. Also, everything about living on the farm. What is that like? And I may be out of the tone.
Why is that one?
And what are the hopes for future farm living? Love hearing voices from relatively home. Keep it up, ladies.
Well, I'd say only one of us has children that are sharing a home and lives on a farm, so I'm going to take this one. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shaylee, what's your hope for future farm living?
Well, you know, I would get city chickens, but I'd be afraid one of them would get sick and we'd have to, like, and so I'm just going to get nasty eggs from the grocery store.
There you go.
Take it away, Katie.
Okay, kids' rooms. My kids have always shared a room with the exception of babies. So newborns get their own room until they're over a year old, sleeping through the night. That has to do with sleep training. I want them to be able to, like, kind of cry it out a little bit without waking up the others. And that also has to do with safety. I've heard horror stories of big kids trying to help in bad ways. And just, I don't need anyone else in the baby's room in the middle of the night where I can't see them. So if that means you have limited space, I think maybe newborn just hangs out in parents' rooms until they can have their own room or until they cross that 1 year threshold. That was our rule anyway. But now that we no longer have newborns, we are entering a new phase in our life. Mm-hmm. Now, this is probably a little bit non-traditional. Or is it extremely traditional and I'm bringing it back? But did you ever read Peter Pan or watch the movie, I suppose?
I did. All three children slept in one nursery.
Do you remember when all three children were in the nursery and eventually they'd graduate from the nursery?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we are currently practicing based on the way our rooms, or the number of rooms that we have. And keep in mind, we do not have a basement. So I know a lot of people treat their basement like a toy rec room, but we don't have that beautiful space. That would be really nice, but we don't have that.
Dig it out.
So at one point I did have the idea that all the kids would have their own room and that within their own room would be their bed and also their toy play area. And also maybe a desk for studying and whatnot. But I quickly learned that really wasn't functional in our current setup. So just to kind of like fill you in, bring you up to speed, again, I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. They all sleep through the night, and we don't have a playroom basement, and we are also homeschooling. So I decided this year to try and experiment where the three rooms we have for them, we actually have 4 bedrooms, but we have 3 that belong to the children, basically. I was going to divide it by purpose. And so we have essentially a sleeping room, a toy room, and a classroom / art room. And it weirdly has saved my sanity because, for one, I think it helps promote sibling bonding because they're not just always separate in their own little worlds. So they're always kind of like joining each other's projects. For 2, I don't have to make them put away their toys in their very specific places for when it's bedtime because the only thing in their room is beds.
So they're all 3 in there right now sleeping? Yeah, are they in this one right here? Yeah. They're on the other side of this wall?
Sorry, kids.
They're good sleepers too because we've been loud.
We sleep trained. And then 3, I have this little creative butterfly named Callie Rose
Day. Oh.
And she has a habit, don't know where she got this from, of starting and stopping about 3,000 art projects all day long. And so instead of just losing my mind over them, I decided to designate them to an art space. And then she can stop and start them as many times as she needs to throughout the day. And then we just do one pick up later. Or if it's like an overnight glue drying situation, it has a spot to live that isn't in my face. So that's what's working for us now. I love it for now. I'm sure we'll like adapt as we go, but we have some bedrooms to play with. But it saved my sanity. I was so tired of like not knowing what to do with the toys and them always getting scattered in all the various rooms.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do they keep them like each other awake?
No.
They're not like giggling?
Or every now and then they get giggling, but I'm totally okay
with
that.
That's fine if
I feel
kids
like
are
that's
giggling.
The,
no fun!
I feel like that's the future memories they're going to have like later in life is the staying up late and whispering and giggling and thinking they're getting away with it even though we can totally hear them and we laugh about it.
Aww, that's so cute. What's the layout in the room like?
We're going to get a bunk bed. Nora's in a crib, so that's kind of like we're about on the edge of that, so she's 2. so we're about to do that. And then Emerson's little trundle bed, like, comes out of Callie's bed, so.
Oh, that's perfect.
But I think the next phase will probably be a girl's room and a boy's room. And
yeah, once they get a little older.
Right. And that's totally fine. But right now they're so young. There's no difference.
We were still taking like baths to get older than them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Well, maybe.
And they're so small. Like anyone who thinks like, I don't have room for three kids. My six-year-old fits on a toddler bed still. So it's like you don't have to give up gigantic, large spaces just to fit your kids.
That's true.
I've been to Haiti. So we live in a mansion. That's all I'm saying.
Right. We're going to be okay.
They had like 16 kids in their hut. I witnessed it. I was like, oh, okay. We do not need more space.
We're okay.
Okay, so that's that. And then she talked about farm living. I'm going to table that. I could get into detail. The future farm living is, there's not a lot of plans. Just sort of, it's a hobby farm. So we'll probably get some chickens and maybe some baby calves or something. But
well, we'll talk about it when you do.
Yeah. Thanks for asking that question, British Columbia.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
I think we did it, Shaylee. Tonight's segment is Improv 104.
104 and Q&A number 4.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Probably not.
Okay. If you remember, she has already done 3 rounds of improv.
I'm going to be a college grad soon. Twice over.
Yeah. I know I should have named them like Improv 201, 301, and 401 instead of just barely giving you...
Improv 104.
You're still in your freshman year.
It's okay.
This is one of a beloved game from like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Maybe if you've seen that. It's called Party Quirks.
Okay.
Shaylee is hosting a party.
Yeah, I am.
She invited over her friend, me.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm going to have, I'm going to be something, so like a noun.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a quirk.
A person, place, or thing, and you have a quirk. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you are going to go into our soundproof booth.
Okay.
My garage.
So they get to hear. Okay, hold on.
Taking off our headphones. I'm getting up
to the table. I really do.
Really, just the laundry room.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell them what I am. And then when you re-enter, you don't know the rules of the game yet.
Oh. Okay. And listen.
When you re-enter, you have to host the party and work your guesses into the conversation.
Okay.
And as you get closer, I will clap. Oh my gosh. She's literally saying la la la. La 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 la. Okay, so I am a noun and I have a quirk, so I'm just making this up off the top of my head. I am. I'm an interior designer, and I. Okay. She's shouting la 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 obnoxiously in the laundry room, but yet she laughed at that, so it's almost like she can hear me. Okay, so I'm an interior designer who thinks everything should be in primary colors only. Got it? Okay. Shaylee, get back in here.
So that was one name with one quirk?
I just kept getting distracted by the la la la.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I didn't cheat.
Okay, she's back. She apparently didn't
hear anything.
That
really happened. Thanks so much for coming to my party.
Oh my gosh, thanks for inviting me. Yeah. I'm surprised that you invited me because I felt like our relationship was more professional, but now I feel like I'm a true friend.
Well, since we work together, I just thought we see each other every day.
We do work together, Shaylee.
Yeah. How was work?
You know.
No.
Clients.
Not. Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh man.
They think they know everything.
Yeah. What was your worst one today?
Oh my gosh. She wanted to use like green.
Gosh.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Oh.
Designers are so hard.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. This interior design firms.
Green, yeah. And she also wanted to use, get this.
What?
Purple. Ugh. Yeah.
Do you hate colors?
What? How dare you?
No.
I love colors.
I'm just kidding. What designer would hate colors?
I know.
Yeah.
I love real colors, I'll tell you that much. I love the real colors.
Yeah. What real colors are your favorite?
As if you don't know. Are those chips? Can I have some chips?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a great party. Is anyone else coming?
So far it's just me and you.
Did you invite anyone else?
I did. We'll see if they show up.
I love your sweater.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for wearing that.
You're welcome. Is red your favorite color?
One of them. Thanks.
Is it the only color you like?
One of the only colors I like. Do you like my sweater?
Yes, it's blue.
You know, not everybody gets it. Not everybody gets art.
Explain.
No, I can't.
Can't you?
It explains itself. If you saw my work, like if you walked in, you would just know. You'd know.
You were clapping.
Yeah. So,
Has family. Has family life.
I don't have time for them.
Yeah.
My life is my work.
Are you feeling a little bit like...
Jerry left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
He says he needs more orange. I told him to get out.
Oh my gosh, do you only like certain colors? Do you only like certain colors?
Yeah.
Why do you keep clapping?
Because you're on the right track. I'm not clapping, the audience is clapping.
Oh, the audience is clapping.
The podcast listeners are clapping.
Do you like blue?
Of course I like blue. Is this America?
Are you a designer who only likes American flag colors?
I am a designer, obviously, and the American flag colors are two of the colors that I adore. Yes, obviously. They're real colors.
Right. Red and blue.
Because you can make anything out of these colors.
Red, yellow, and blue.
Yes!
The primary colors.
You got it!
Ah, you did good.
I'm an interior designer that only uses red.
Red, yellow, and blue.
The primary colors.
Oh, good! It a little bit unique is going to be the difference that Katie's just really slowly going after some chocolate, and instead of just ripping that band-aid off fast, she was delicately trying to be quiet, and it was making it worse. Just wanted to point that, but you saw.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in front of a live potted succulent in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We love hearing from you on Instagram, Facebook, and on our email account, shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a review.
Please leave us a review.
Please.
We have 37. We're counting.
Make it more. We really are.